Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have Eric Baranchik from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, this is always a fun time of year to chat with you because we're into the season. We've opened up enough things that we know some stuff about this Packers team. But to have them be 5-1 and to see that little ray of light to be 7-1 at the halfway point adds a little buzz. Does it do the same for you in your work life right now?
Oh, certainly. First of all, hey, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a great football Friday, man. There's a ton of good football coming up here in the next 3 days. I mean, high school is finishing up, so getting ready for playoff seedings. And, tomorrow is always Sunday. Saturday at 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock is a magical time. And then, Sunday, Monday. So it's, this is the time of the year where everything on the back of your neck starts to stand up a little bit. And if you enjoy going out in the woods and hunting and stuff, you throw that onto the pile and, man. But you're right. You got 5-1, go ahead and in. It's pretty exciting. There's an opportunity to be very special. I certainly did not expect this type of situation to be in, and I don't think probably if you asked many of the Packers, they wouldn't say the same thing. But I think, this week coming up, this is going to be a bigger challenge than I think a lot of people think, just because of the injury situation at the wideout position. So it's, as excited as you are, you really got to have a approach this weekend with a little bit of apprehension, and not be disappointed if they drop one here.
It is easy with Aaron Rodgers, and this has been going on for years. It is easy to get lulled that he throws this thing up. And somebody on the back end of that who wasn't drafted or was brought in on a tryout is the guy catching the pass, right? Who's the Alan Lazards of the world or Janice a few years ago when he was depleted of options. It's easy to think in terms of that just happening with absolutely anyone. But when you have a defense that can plan for it and scheme for it with a week coming in as opposed to losing guys during a game, I imagine it will be a little tougher for Rodgers to find those guys since the Raiders have had a week to prepare for not seeing Davante Adams and probably not seeing Allison and MVS either.
Well, it's two things. It's how they're gonna attack Aaron Rodgers, and that's number one. If you saw the way Detroit did it, where they just hemmed them in. I mean, their pass rushers were not overly aggressive. They're basically, getting to quarterback level and stopping. And the inside guys were more concerned with staying in their lanes and making sure that there wasn't a running lane for 12, which was really smart because they knew they were depleted with weapons. And if they could drop 7 or drop 8 in some cases, sometimes they dropped 8 and had only rush 3 with a linebacker spy. They knew that it was going to be really hard for Aaron Rodgers to be able to make the throws. And, they were right. It wasn't about Aaron Rodgers making the throws. It was about the guys on the other end actually trying to catch it. So that was a tough end. So that's the thing you got to worry about. And the other thing is defensively, when you're is how they're going to deal with or how they're going to cover. Are they going to try and do what the Lions did and drop a bunch of guys? Or are they going to load up the box, try to do man type stuff? But so I think there's a lot of interesting things on offense to look at, and it centers more around. Aaron Rodgers, everybody knows he's going to get the ball, and the way that he performed on Monday night was his numbers weren't super. I mean, he was a sub-90 quarterback rating, but in my opinion, in the recent years, that was a phenomenal, phenomenal performance. If half the catches that got dropped, his quarterback rating goes bananas, and he has another touchdown or two, it's really, I thought his performance was great. And now if you're the Raiders, I just don't know. Well, the Raiders don't know either what they're going to show up on Sunday because, you might just line up and just eye formation and pound the heck out of the ball, but it'll be interesting to see, that's for sure.
I think in the vast majority of cases, NFL teams around the league, if you knew that your top receivers would be out, that the first thing you would look to is, say, a tight end who has been an all-world tight end at some point in his career. What does it say about Jimmy Graham and where he is right now that he's not in our discussion? We're talking about them running the ball. We're talking about other stuff. But the what would be an obvious switch for a lot of teams, going to a tight end, it does not feel like the Packers, you know, that Jimmy Graham is capable of picking that slack up at this point.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, how many touchdowns just this year has he dropped?
Oh.
You know, everybody's talking about, well, you know, he's obviously lost a step or two. He's not as fast as he used to be. That's fine. You know, you can live with that. You can, you know, Jason Witten makes a living at catching the ball and falling down. But the problem is you got to be able to catch the ball, you know. So I, you know, I think the biggest factor for Green Bay going into this game is the health of Robert Tonyan. If he's able to get out there and do something, that helps him because that's going to be an extra guy that can do stuff up the middle and pressure those safeties. And that is, you know, in my opinion, is the best thing. The other thing is going to be, you know, in training camp we saw Vitale was catching the ball all over the place. They ran wheel routes. He ran stuff out coming out of the backfield off of power look, an isolation look. You know, so play action pass with him. I think this might be the game where they kind of got to get him involved just because of the lack of the stuff so that they have on the edge. So, you know, how to make that work is to run deep crosses and deep slants and drive the safeties with that outside perimeter receiver who's running that route and then run a wheel route behind it with the fullback or a tight end like Tonyan. The problem with what they have right now with Jimmy Graham, he just doesn't have the speed. They can cover him with a linebacker. Where Tonyan, you got to start thinking about safety. And if you got a fullback, well, unfortunately, you're stuck with a linebacker on him unless he starts, you know, has 10 catches and 200 yards, then you're going to drop a safety down on him. But, you know, the reality is that you're right. You know, it is kind of a bad situation with them right now at tight end. And, you know, the good news is Lewis had a couple of really nice catches, and that one in the third quarter going up the sideline was a great catch. And, you know, he kind of is having a little bit of resurgence. So it's probably more so than instead of going after having one threat, it's going to be kind of a three-headed monster if Tonyan can get out there.
Eric Baranchik, much appreciated. This is a fun time of year. Can't wait to get up there to Lambeau on Sunday and enjoy this Packers-Raiders game. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah, take care. Enjoy that omelet on Sunday morning. Those are the best.
Yeah, right? Man. That Lambeau Field food, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy it. It's going to be super.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Eric Baranchik, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.